AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome once again to another edition of American Workers Radio, broadcasting here on 860 AM Radio. And as you know, where our signals serve southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware. However, people from all over the USA do tune in at various times on the internet, and I thank all of you for helping to spread the word about all of our efforts here on 860 and on American Workers Radio. Remember to contact family members and friends, and as always, we will send a copy of today's broadcast out this afternoon and send it out, email it to family and friends, because more and more people are getting involved, and that's really what the most important thing that we can do is to unite more American people. I have to also say that when you text people, invite them to visit AmericanMadeMonth.com, because this is American Made Month, and you know the purpose of this event was to get people to talk more about American-made, what they find. It's very difficult for any outlet to focus on specific items like Mark Andel does through his store, but it is good because as people go out, they are talking more and more to store owners and say people are talking about it. It's good for jobs here in the USA, and that's really the entire effort started by American Made Month during the entire month of November. Now, as you know, during the entire month of December, we are going to once again be pushing National Small Business Month. It's a holiday month. It's a time to get people all, you know, excited, but also to shop at small businesses. And of course, we're encouraging small businesses to do whatever they can to make sure that the prices are good and, you know, they're ready to welcome the people. And local newspapers are offering special deals to them to advertise. And local papers, as well as radio stations, are doing the same. And that's really how we're going to help our businesses and our workers survive. Also, I would like to say a very special thank you to our panel members, people who help us. And they include Larkin Conley, Mark Andel, Bruce Bassett-Powell, our engineer, Henry Chaplinsky, and myself, like very much being part of this. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, November the 7th is now another date in history. The National Election Day is now over, and I hope the results will be good for the people who voted for whatever changes they want to continue what they had in their particular neighborhoods. Compliments to all who went out to vote. Your voice was part of the results. If you didn't go out to vote, well, make sure you do it next time so that your voice is included. In recent years, we see, you know, there's less civic clubs in America. There's less organizations, less interest in elections, getting candidates out to speak at community events. There's less civic clubs and things like that. So the media is very important to keep people informed. Today, candidate nights are less than ever before. It's now what you see on television, hear on radio, see on social media and newspaper ads and all kinds of mailings that we all receive in our door. But the face-to-face contact, I always liked that. That started going down the hill already 20 years ago. I remember getting promos at the house to come out to the particular meet the candidates. I rarely see that these days. And I know some people have a lot of things going on in their life. Some want to, you know, have a second job. Some don't want to hear what someone else's problems are. And there's a lot of, you know, issues. People have children to take care of, so they're really less involved in their community than they ever were before. However, there is a gentleman who is going to be doing something special this Friday, November the 10th, in Florida, in Tampa Bay, Florida, and that's our very own Mark Andel. And I'm going to ask him to give us an update on that particular, the MFG conference, the American Manufacturing Conference, American Made. And I'm going to ask Mark to really push Small Business Month and also American Made Month, because we started all these projects and they're still going strong. And I want to say also thank you to all the radio broadcasters that pick up the commentary, either use the vocal that I send out or read it themselves and do add some of their own commentary. It's really been very, very helpful. But Mark, give us a little bit of update as to what's going to be happening at this conference this Friday.
Yeah, Mike, good morning. I hope Larkin's on. Bruce, Henry, thanks for making me sound pretty good and us sound pretty good. Mike, a lot going on, getting excited. Jason Blunt is running the American Made Manufacturing Conference event in Florida. It'll be the main day of the event is Friday the 10th, this Friday. And it's exciting. I'm keynote speaker, which I'm honored to be part of. They appreciate, Jason respects the 13 years we have into our mission. They're breaking down the American-made movie using bits and parts, and then they want me to give kind of a 10-year since the Made in America movie was released, you know, where we're at. But it's neat that Jason, we need people like Jason to bring people together like us and, have these people. So I'm keynote speaker, but there's a handful of other speakers, head buyer for NASA, head of Tesla, some really neat people we're going to bring together, Jason Moss, head of Georgia Manufacturing, just some key players. And I think it's great to get us all in the same room and area and talk about bringing domestic manufacturing back to our country, Mike. So I'm very fired up. Jason Blunt's got the My Energy Plus, a little younger, and pretty neat, Mike, to be part of this. But, you know, my ultimate vision is to put a Made in America franchise store in every town in the United States and, you know, get rid of the China Mart Dollar Generals. I mean, that's my ultimate goal, Mike. You know, so we want to do this. And I think with the Jasons and with this event, we're very excited. We got some great things planned. They're going to honor our veterans because we got Veterans Day this Saturday, and it's a Marine Corps birthday. We got some surprises from Tesla. So they're going to have 100-plus Teslas at this event, at a show, a Tesla show for us to see too, Mike.
You know, I want to let everybody know that there is a link on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com, and it's right on the top of the right side. Henry put it up there. American Made Council in Florida. Click on that, and you'll be able to see what Mark is talking about. Mark, I know that you will promote November as Made in America, and also let people know that we are doing this for the month of December, too, National Small Business Month. Mark, I have to tell you this. We had an election in Philadelphia, and we have a new mayor. Her name is Mayor Sherelle Parker. She'll be inaugurated in January. And one thing that Sherelle and I agree on is that she wants to see many of the trade programs restored in Philadelphia schools. Wow. Now, she has a very interesting history. I know her. Many of you saw her and I dancing in the Pulaski Day Parade with all the Polish groups, about 50 of us dancing. It was very nice to see all that. But she is very enthusiastic. And she's talking about getting those shops, what many people call the shops, back, and all the technology programs. You know, people don't understand, Mark, your suppliers for your store. And I want to mention, too, that this is the time of year that you would be looking to get things for your family and friends. Well, go on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And you'll see the Made in America store link. Click on that. It goes right to Mark's store. Check out the products that he has. The greatest way for you to spread the word to somebody that you're a Made in America supporter is to give them something Made in America. You know what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying?
Absolutely.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, I want to bring up, you brought up this, you know, the new mayor and the skilled trades push. I was involved, I'm on the board or involved with four local public schools, you know, in my area. And Alden Schools, and I don't think I told you because I wasn't on last week. Last Thursday, I was invited to the open house. Alden School 7 years ago started trade seminars or job fairs at the school. They were bringing back metal shops, wood shops, lathes, welding back into the school called Alden. But Alden went a step further. 3 years ago, they opened up and pulled it off this Bulldog Manufacturing. And you can look it up, Bulldog Manufacturing. What's neat is they've built a business inside of a high school, which was never done really before, you know, that I know of, definitely not in my area. And I went last Thursday because they invited us. Now, they built their own business, so they've got a CEO, they got the head of sales, they got a finance, they got the welders, fabricators. And I went there, and they greeted me at the door of the school. They were cooking hot dogs for people, and they brought in, they're so professional. Point on, they gave me a business card, and they introduced me to the CEO, who's a senior, and she's been CEO of this club they had to call because it's a business in a school. But they took me to the welding station, MIG, TIG, STICK, and then at a machine center that they're producing parts for an outside business. They had a brand new burn table, but they have three laser printers. They're doing coasters and engraving them. But the neat thing is they're making their own product within the school. They're selling their own product. They're doing outside work from the school. Any money they gain, they buy more equipment with. Somebody's going to be donating five more machine centers for them, but it's ran like a professional business out of a high school. It's outstanding. It gave me more hope. I got pictures and cards given to me. I said, why aren't you selling my Made in America? You know, your product's in my store. Well, we're not sure if it's 100% Made in America. I said, well, let me help you get there. Guys, you'd be blown away. It's everything we need, because my mission statement is to create and save quality jobs in the United States of America by increasing American manufacturing. Well, this is the next need. We need skilled trade workers to be able to pull off my first mission. So, Mike, to see this at a high school, a full business, is incredible.
You know, Mark, you bring something very important up. There is a parochial high school, Father Judge High School in Northeast Philadelphia. They had put up a brand new building, and in that building they are having a number of technology programs, skilled trades, because some of the what used to happen 20 years ago is they would bring a bus and take the kids to another school, a public high school, where trade programs would be available. What happened is as those trade programs went down, the high school started to say, well, wait a minute, we have a number of boys here that want to go into the trades and technology program. So why not have it here in our school? And so the Oblate Fathers decided this is what they were going to do, and I compliment them. And in fact, our new mayor, Sherelle Parker, she mentioned that in one of her presentations. And just like anything else, people are very enthused about getting their kids involved, whether it's in a after school program or a regular daytime school program as they're going to high school. This is what it's all about. So maybe we are knocking on a lot of doors, and maybe some of those doors are finally starting to open. And Mark, while you are there at the conference, I'm going to ask that you let everybody know about AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And about your own, make sure you let them know that we're deputizing all the people there to be part of the November Made in America Month and December as National Small Business Month. This is very, very important. In fact,
Mike, when did you start your show?
I started the original commentaries during my Saturday show in 1999. And that's when
1999, I'll stick that in my brain. Okay.
1999, I started it. And of course, it was, you know, just like saying we got to do something to stick together and all. And remember, I told you that some of the people said, well, these are radical ideas that you have and they're very controversial. We want our kids to be sitting behind desks, not worrying about any other kind of, you know, making things or whatever. And I said, well, wait a minute, no matter what you do in life, you have to make something, whether you're making an egg breakfast or you're making a pot of soup. Everything has to be made. Why are these jobs being pushed overseas? It didn't make any sense. So I slowly did it. And some of the people who were involved at that time were very helpful. And in fact, some of the radio programs on various stations started to say the same kind of things. They did it to attract advertisers, that they were going to be able to push advertisers in their area. Also, what happened as a result of that, Mark, is many of the businesses would then call upon these local radio program people to mention, you know, we need workers in this field, in that field. If you're looking for a job, apply here and there. That was over 20 years ago, and it's worked. The problem we have is we have 535 people in Washington, all elected, paid, sitting there in caucus rooms saying nothing because the caucus leader doesn't agree with this or that. They are not speaking up in behalf of the constituents that elected them to do a job.
Right, you know, and I voted yesterday, Mike, and I called my daughter. I said, Jesse, make sure you get down there. So she made her boyfriend, the whole family go down, voted local because I'm trying. Larkin, I think of Larkin every time I do this, but you've got to vote, and it is nice. It's so important. But I say vote with your dollar also, buy Made in America products, of course. So great stuff.
You know, and Mark, I have to tell you, there was so many campaigns, so many ads, so many promos to get people out to vote in the city of Philadelphia. It was 30% that came out.
That's it.
I mean, I promoted 30%. That's it. Now, in Europe, in Poland, in fact, I'll mention this. They had an election for their parliaments, various levels of the parliament, 3 weeks ago. 75% of the people came out again in this election. What makes people in Europe think differently than the American people? If you don't go out and vote, you have no decision. It's like standing in the dark. It's like going to a restaurant, sitting at the table and never ordering anything. You have no decision. You have no action in your life. It doesn't make sense to me. And when I tell people, they say, well, you know, I don't know. My vote doesn't really count. And I said, no, this is not the way you should think. Sometimes I go on various programs. They ask me all kinds of questions. And the people sort of appreciate the things that I say because they don't hear it on the national news. They don't hear it on the radio programs, the national programs. I don't understand what goes on. Larkin Connolly, how was your week? What's going on? And what did you think about the election yesterday?
Let me answer these questions in the mayor and what's given to me. I will try my darndest to be in the audience for Mark at his event this weekend in Orlando. Orlando is about Tampa.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that would have been real cute. I would have showed up to the wrong place. And so I'm going to try to be there in the audience. I'll do my darndest. I have some other stuff that's pending. What did I think of the election? Well, in Philadelphia, some things are never going to change. And I remember asking one of our participants, I'll call him out, Henry, about my very, very good friend, David O, who was running for city council. And I said, mayor, I thought he was doing the right things. I've worked on his election campaigns until I moved away from Philadelphia. I, you know, Philadelphia is its own worst enemy. I wish Sorrell Parker, is it? I wish her the very, very best of luck in straightening out what is a very, very confused city. And, you know, God bless you.
Well, I will say this. I will say this, Larkin, that I know Sorrell for a long time. I think if there is an issue, she will speak out about it. She did that in the state house. She did that in city council. And I know that she will do it as the mayor. And the fact that she's committed to promoting the shops back in the schools and things like that and looking at why were they canceled? Why shouldn't they be back? Why are we begging for workers? I think that's good. Now, David O, he is also one of our friends. He did get 25% of the vote, and the both candidates were very good. They were extremely good. It's just the people have the opportunity to come out and vote. I would like to say that 75 or 90% of the people came out and voted, but they didn't. Only 30%. So 30% chose Sherelle Parker, and 30% of the voters chose David O to get 25% of the vote. And that's how you have to look at it. We cannot look back because, as you know, and I tell people this all the time, bitterness closes doors, friendship opens them. And Mark knows that better than anybody. Bitterness closes doors, friendship opens them. Sometimes people brutalize me too. They say, oh, it's this and that, or oh, you're from Philadelphia and this and that. I said, yes, I am. If you want to open a business or something, I feel that the city should help you to do that. But unfortunately, over some years, the programs that did that over the last 20 years ended. Why did they end? I have no idea. They should be restored. And I will ask the new mayor and the now elected council people to do something about it. In fact, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to have a few of the council people come on. And we may do it on another, because we're on every day, but we may do it on another day, or maybe we'll bring some of them on Wednesday as well. Not for long, 10 minutes or so, and bring them on more often, and let them say what they feel, what they think. And many of them are very pleased to promote November as American Made Month, because naturally, as council people, they want businesses located in the city of Philadelphia, and we are all over the United States going to be having problems in the future. And I will just say this, because there was so much money given out, COVID money, to the states and cities, that it's going to be hard when that money is used up. Where is the money going to come from to continue those programs? You know what I'm talking about, Larkin. They gave out billions upon billions of dollars all over the United States. Many of these cities did this and they did that. Some states did this and that. And I'm identifying a lot of that stuff. It has to be, you know, finalized. But when those dollars dry up, give it another year, where is anybody, any mayor, any governor going to get all those additional dollars? This is a problem. So that's why I'm urging people, look, start focusing on what you're doing. Don't be bitter about the past. Look into the future. American Made Month, a man interviewed me 2 weeks ago when we were first starting, and he said to me, this is unbelievable. No one in Washington wants to touch anything like this. I said, of course they don't, because foreign providers, merchandisers, importers are the people who support them. They need that do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. They need that. You know what I'm saying? They need that money. This is what's the problem. The radio stations and television stations have big investments that are coming from all these foreign countries, and all the advertisers that come with it, they're not going to go against that kind of stuff. And that's why smaller outlets like us and the 20-some radio stations that do our commentaries and all are so important. Just like I mentioned about Father Judge High School. I mean, they looked at the whole picture. They talked to all the students, and the students said, yes, we are very enthusiastic about it. In fact, all the programs are packed. Many of them are just going to be opening up the doors for more people to get involved. But this is what it's all about. It took the clergy, the Oblate Fathers, to get this idea and say, no, we're going to run forward with it. That's what needs to be done all over the place. No one wants to take on that kind of a responsibility. Look at the people who we need in this country just to replace electricians, welders, people. They're just begging for people who understand the basics, how to operate a cash register. People only know how to operate their cell phone. Cash register, it's like all those buttons. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Mike, I don't think people realize how bad it is. Now, I'm in the game every day with two full General Welding plants running and three Made in America stores. We're opening a fourth. We see this, but it's everywhere. I don't care if I talk to the people off the tour buses from California to Kansas. There are no workers. Work's not a priority no more. When we talk about we need skilled trade workers, welders are making $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 now. When I say they're going to make more money than doctors, they are. There's no question. There's just no workers. But you can't grow your business without workers. It's the number one. It's math. And we have such a problem with people don't want to work. I don't know how to answer it. Our local Moog is a top 100 company of the world, and they let people come in between 8 and 9. That's okay. How much vacation you want. They got a Tim Hortons card, a coffee shop. They can go get a coffee whenever they want, walk out of a meeting. Them bigger companies, forget it. We can't deal with that. We're the emergency room in the hospital in our business. You know, we're the certified nut house. You know, so we're rock and rolling every day. And if you don't like it, they move on. You know, we're taking every job we possibly can because we've got bills to pay. But we need that person that's like that. And unfortunately, there's not many of them that have that farm work ethic that just want to work.
No, in fact, they are going to have another debate today. I understand the Republicans are going to have their debate now. In order for someone like myself to be interested to watch it, I need to know what they are going to say that's in a positive manner. What are they going to tell me? What are they going to do to make this country better? I'm not interested in hearing all the same old, you know, slinging mud this way and that way and blah, blah, blah. Tell me what you have to offer, what you're going to do, A to Z. 1 to 100, nothing left out in between. All these debates and, you know, 2 minutes for this and two. No, this is not good. When somebody wants a debate with me, I'm very happy to debate. I try to keep, you know, a little less viciousness, but, Mark, it's the same thing. Through this radio broadcast for over 20 years, we've urged national elected, local elected business leaders, big and small, to work hard together to increase not only service-oriented jobs, which they seem to be focused on for 20 years, but to increase other types of manufacturing, like Father Judge High School is doing, so that we can bring back jobs and futures for people. You know, when these souls are retiring or going to heaven forever, we have to think who is going to replace them right now on the job. Larkin, I mean, you understand that the process is better, as just as good as me.
Well, yes. First of all, if I can kill the mayor of Philadelphia conversation, I would I would say that we all know, at least I know, that David O. is the consummate gentleman and wouldn't have a tough word to say to anybody about the election. He ran and he lost. I spoke for myself and not and
you
not
know,
for David.
But I want to tell you this. I want to tell you this, Larkin. I would like very much, you know, David's a very well-respected lawyer. I would love to see David O. work closely and be maybe even part of this new administration. That's how we build. As I said, bitterness, you know, divides people. And the election is over. It's time for everybody to get together. The 30% of the people that voted and all the others that did not vote. That disappoints me. A man from the press called me this morning and he said to me, well, can I quote you? I know this gentleman very well. And I said to him, no, you can't quote me the way you want to quote me because bitterness, to me, closes doors and slaps people in the face. And don't put my name on anything like that. And he said, okay, I know where you stand. I said, you put in there that Michael Blihash wants manufacturing back in America because they represent millions of stable jobs right now to create more employment in manufacturing because, Mark, you know yourself, dealing with your providers, they not only provide you with a product, it starts with the supply of raw materials. Then somebody has to package the finished product. They advertise it. They sell it. They deliver it. They have managers. You know, these are all jobs. It's not just one little job. Every business has many ways of employing people. Manufacturing continues to offer millions of jobs. And as I said to someone on a cooking show, that's why this came up today, I said, they said, well, this guy's part of American Workers Radio, but this is another show. I said, well, wait a minute. You're manufacturing this unbelievable vegetable soup. Look at all the products that you had to go out and buy, the asparagus and whatever. All this stuff, the carrots, everything had to be cut up and put in the soup. You manufactured this delicious product. And I want to see more people in this country employed because not every person is going to be a doctor, a lawyer, an accountant. We need many levels of people. And that's the story. And by the way, when people contact our agency, they're asking for 1,001 types of jobs. And by the way, 5 years ago, it was not hard to find those workers. Today, it is. That's something I don't understand. You know.
So let me lend you an idea here. When I first went to work out of college, many moons ago, I had a boss that I worked for, who said, if there's one thing I want to teach you before go away, it is, and he would quote, if you're not willing to do more than you're paid for, you'll never be paid for more that you're doing.
It's a good line. I like that.
If you're not willing to do more than you are paid for, you'll never be paid for more than you're doing. This is what needs to be taught. This needs to be taught to our children, and not.
Yes, you're so right, Larkin. That is perfect. I hope you're going to say some of these things on Friday, Mark. Add some of them in your speech.
But I got so many things. We'll be there for a couple of days. But I love
that. Your presentations.
I'm using it. I'm going to set Larkin royalties on that.
You know, I did have sort of a rough, brutal, well, just a little conversation that went wild. But someone complained to me that I am focusing too much on the inflation that America is experiencing, and that I have it out for the president of the United States as a result of that, that he was concerned about it. I said, wait a minute. Let me just tell you this. I'm not angry about the president only. I said he signed an executive order in January 2021, but I'm angry with the members of the House and Senate in Washington, D.C., the Democrats, the Republicans, the independents, everybody who did not work to change that executive order. And as a result of that, we are experiencing inflation, which nobody needed or wanted, and they did nothing. So we have to bring this up. This has to be the next thing when they go for the re-election. I believe it's in April and May, isn't it, Larkin, that the House goes up again for election? I think this should be. Now, one particular Republican gentleman said to me, well, we did offer a piece of legislation in January when we took over the House in Washington. I said, yes, and I heard that the House passed it, and you send it to the Senate. That was in January. What the hell is this? It's almost another January coming up. If it was sitting on the desk of the Senate, you should have brought it to our attention. Tell us when it was sent there, who it was sent to, who is in charge to move it. Let's get this thing moving. I said, but nobody really followed through on that piece of legislation. So you have the honor of saying, we did introduce a piece of legislation. Big deal. Everybody clap. Beautiful. But what came about from it? I'm focusing on these people on the idea of energy independence. It should have never been allowed to stop. As a result of inflation caused by the cutback of energy, and by the way, we're now supporting foreign countries bringing more and more fuel to America for refining and sale in America. We're making them rich while hurting our workers in America and cutting down our ability to find new wells and whatever is needed for our energy in the United States. They introduced a bill, and what did that do? The bill gave them the pride to say, we introduced a bill. To date, it means nothing. Larkin, Mark, Bruce, what did that bill that they introduced do? Nothing.
No.
It did nothing.
You know, it's you talk about the voting, if I can come in here. I live in a small town in Texas, 75,000 people. There's about 30,000 voters. As of yesterday, just over 1,000 people voted out of 30,000.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
That's sad. Very sad.
It's sad, isn't it?
Wow. That's worse than I've heard in a while. But I've heard worse. Yeah. You know, what is the story?
It's all propositions and things. So they sorry thought they didn't need to come out.
You know, Bruce, quite frankly, national leaders should have focused on ending inflation and reducing inflation big time a long, long time ago. This is going to come back to haunt them. If I'm still able, I will, you know, make it known, because we need more jobs in this country, not less. And when they say, oh, well, you know, that's the way it is, the president's order. The president is one person. The House and Senate is 545 people, 35 people. Why would anyone not want to push or wait 1 year to try to even introduce that legislation that they introduced in the Congress? The House didn't get introduced until January of 22, 1 year later. There was no Democrat or Republican that went on a big campaign to return us to energy independence. That's hurting workers, the workers that are in place on the job. It's really hurting them because businesses don't have the money to pay more. And they just are going. That's why people are finding more and more ways to do things automated, because they can't find the workers. That's number one. And they can't also afford the workers. So it's a double-edged sword caused by foolishness. And as you're seeing and hearing in the news, they don't even want to put the various things up for all this, you know, energy, electronic energy, sun energy, and all that. It's hurting the whales and everything else. There's all kind of discussions going on in our area of the country. And some of the states, the people who are going to put all those windmills and all up, said they're not going to do it. So it's no one, Bruce, came up with an order that said, I want to know, before I sign this executive order, I want to know exactly what it's going to do and how long it's going to take. No, I could sign anything. You can sign a check for $1,000, and if you only have $10 in the account, guess what? The check is going to bounce, and that's exactly what this executive order is doing. It's bouncing right on our heads. Yes, Bruce.
We've got so much problems to worry about here. I've just been reading about how China has now built the world's largest deep water fishing fleet with 3,000 ships. It's absolutely taking over the fishing fleets of all countries in the world. I mean, it's becoming a major, major thing. And, you know, Biden's issued a national security memorandum pledging to increase monitoring of the industry. So,
but Bruce, this is like starting the recitation of the alphabet with Z. We lost the whole thing in the front. It doesn't make sense. And no one is bringing this up because no one wants to insult another national leader. That's where the problem is. If they got up there and spoke up and were given 10, 15 minutes apiece to speak what's really on their mind, we may see some differences. But as soon as they have an opinion, oh, you're out of order, you're all this nonsense. No. It should be the place. This is what it was meant to be when the Declaration of Independence was being discussed in historic Philadelphia. This is what the people were arguing about. We want this. We want independence. We need independence in this country, not of independence. There's a lot of independence. We need independence from too much foreign products. What do you say to that, Bruce?
Yeah, I'd say that. It's absolutely true. You know, the annual catch of about 5,000 tons of squid in 2016 went into 2019 to 278,000 tons of squid that the Chinese scooped out of the water. You know, the Argentinians sank a Chinese ship. A fishing ship, and Chinese didn't do anything about it. So that tells you how much they care, and it tells you that we have to get a little stronger in what we're, you know, or else our fish are going to be gone from the sea. They're about 300 Chinese ships around the Galapagos. And the Ecuador doesn't have the power to do anything much about it because it's all in international waters.
What it's you're ridiculous. Saying is interesting. Are you indicating that we could be overfishing our seas?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, the Chinese are overfishing it as it is. I mean, a cargo ship called the Fu Wan Lu Yang 999 carrying an illicit cargo of 6,620 sharks just because they're a delicacy in China.
Interesting. Well, as I said, Bruce, you know, I did have an opportunity to speak with a few businessmen. They run those small stores that have all kinds of specialty items on there. And the guy said to me, you know, we get a business. We offer a little discount at this store and we do okay. He said, where it's made, we don't even look. And all I know is I just put it on this shelf. I said, well, you have to think differently. And he said, well, how would you want me to think? I said, you have to think like those items just don't pop up from anywhere, whether they're foreign or American made. They have to be ordered, brought to your store, put on your shelves for the people to buy. Think of what you can put on your shelves that's American made. Help our American producers because they employ our fellow Americans, and that's what we need to keep America's economy going and to end a little bit of the poverty that has come about in this country over the last 20 years. We were looking at the debt clock, and we noticed that in the last 20 years, and poverty has gone up in America. In other countries, poverty has gone down. Poverty has gone down in those countries because those people are now working. They may not be getting big money, but they are working. They have independence. They have access to more products produced in their country. And guess what? We have access to the products produced in foreign countries, but we don't have enough access to the jobs to produce those products. Mark, what do you say?
Absolutely. Yeah, I got a question for Bruce. Bruce, you're talking about the voting, and Mike said 30%. You said less came out to vote yesterday. Europe, Mike was saying 70%. Bruce, you're from that area. What do you think we need to do to get more people to vote? Bruce, what do you think the difference is?
You know, this election was all on propositions of, you know, on taxes and things like that. I don't think there are any actual people involved in being voted for. So I don't know whether that just turns people off because, you know, they teacher retirement. My wife, who's a retired school nurse, was delighted to have voted for an increase in the pension for them, but a lot of people who don't understand that or don't take care about it don't vote, and young people don't vote. They're not voting.
Well, I think I really think that something has to be done to really do something for people that vote to encourage them to get out. You know, we talked about this a long time ago. I remember Rich Loges was mentioning it to me, 5 years ago. In Canada, they had rules that 50% of everything has to be made in Canada to be sold in Canada. And I believe that was the same thing even with the music played on their radio programs. Henry had mentioned that to me. 50% of all the music played in Canada must be made, produced by artists in Canada. And yet we still have people arguing that they don't want to have clothing made anymore in America, computers, cell phones, eyeglassware, because they take a lot of work, and if people don't want to work, which is part of the problem, it's a new idea in the United States. People don't want to work, and to produce all that stuff, you need people who are focused on the work and willing to do a quality job. I think it's time now for us to start talking common sense issues to get people back to thinking we have to do something to restore jobs in America. And that's really what our whole idea with November as Made in America Month came about as. I think that's 9 years ago. We asked people to visit stores, talk to store managers, and store managers that I talk to, and I speak to a number of them, are very interested in having American-made products in their store. They would love it. The problem is, it's the suppliers. The suppliers are not there. And that, and as I said 1,000 times, if we don't get this thing turned around, we're going to have a major problem in the future. Our children, grandchildren, and their children and grandchildren are going to have difficulties. We're going to become dependent upon foreign countries, and our people will have no knowledge to produce the big things, the small things, and the in-between. It's a difficult thing. Bruce, you know yourself. You imported items to America. You sold items from various places. You know what it's all about. Larkin, you were in the fuel industry. You know how important fuel is to moving traffic, moving produced goods, to travel, buses, everything. Mark, you're doing your thing there. You are bringing in products from your local manufacturers that you guarantee you they're 100% made in America. There's so many things that you have to look at. Why is it that people like you and I and people who are promoting our radio program and the radio broadcasts across the United States that help us promote the commentaries and all of our ideas in November as American Made Month and some of the broadcasters? This is another very interesting. Some of the broadcasters said, I love December idea because I'm going to ask some of my local businesses to be part of this, you know, endeavor, and I'll give them extra time and this and that, promote for people to go shopping for the holidays and all at their stores. Nobody on a national level wants to promote that because it's to them it's discriminating. We're telling them to go look for American and not foreign made. We're telling them to go to small stores and not to big stores. It's a mixed up world. Larkin, if you were me, what would you change?
Well, Michael, that's a pretty loaded question. you're not going to create that spirit of can do and work when you have a government that's giving away anything that you need. Your government's going to give it to you if you can't earn for it yourself. And so the very first thing I'd change, excuse me, is that no more giveaways. No more giveaways. Unemployment is a saving grace for somebody who has lost their job, and is to provide them with enough to make it from one job to the next. We unfortunately have turned it into something that you can get all the time. You want unemployment? We'll give you unemployment. How long do you want it for? That just it isn't going to float.
That dog will not hunt. You're absolutely right. How long will it take you to go to another job? That is the question that should be asked always. Will it take a month, 2 months, 3 months? But it has to be a limit. You know, Larkin and Bruce and Mark, I did send you something that came to me from the White House. Did you see that?
Yes.
It was a notice that said Bidenomics is growing the economy at it's an unbelievable rate. The economy has now created 14 million jobs since he took office in 2021. My question is, I went to the federal debt clock and I looked in 20 years, or population went up by 40 million people plus, and our jobs went up by 2 million in 20 years. Where are these 14 million jobs coming from? Do you have any idea, Larkin? Did you see that? Did you see that, Mark?
Yeah, Mike, I want to comment on this. Now, that makes me sick because it's just not factual. And why I say that, I'm a struggling business in these times, the last 3 years, and we need facts. I am involved with review-level statements, and review-level require questions from a third-party accountant. One of the questions that says, hey, out of 14 questions, can you please help me answer this one below? Utilities increased $30,000. Is there a reason for this? We would have anticipated tentatively decreased because fewer lease agreements, because I closed stores in the last 3 years. So they're wondering why utilities went up $30,000. I'm thinking, this is perfect for the debate. I have 14 of these questions. Why do utilities go up? Recession, rapid inflation, cut off fossil fuel, you name it. We need facts, you know, and you can't say when the world was shut off and to come back, you can't count them people becoming employed again. This is a terrible environment, and it ties to made in America products. I'm paying average on utilities 30 to 52% more than I did back in 2019.
That's right.
You know, why don't they bring that up? It's a fact.
Mark, that's exactly right. Maybe let's put a little bit of time into that in the future broadcast, because that's what's actually hurting people interested to open a new business. You can't pay all these extra ordinary expenses all of a sudden and still be able to pay your expenses and make a buck to pay yourself. There's no people thinking about this. That's why I'm disturbed with the people in Washington who did not go against President Biden's executive order to go against our being energy independence. It doesn't make any kind of sense to me. Let's talk about this. And next week, gentlemen, and Mark, I wish you the very best. I hope you have a great time at your conference on Friday.
Mike, I'm going to make you all famous, because get your pens ready. I'm going to talk you guys up big time. People are going to be stopping you in the street.
Invite us to invite them all to check out AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And by the way, thank you, Mark, for all you do. And remember, Mark Andel's link is on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And he will ship the products you order right to your house, so there's no traveling and no worrying or whatever. Thank you, Larkin Conley. Thank you, Bruce Bassett, pal. Thank you, Henry Chaplinsky. Until this Saturday at 11 or next Wednesday at 11, I wish you and yours the very best. And best wishes to all who are enjoying Veterans Day this weekend. Honor your veterans, because they certainly do an awful lot for America. And we had a wonderful Veterans Day parade in Philadelphia on Sunday. And my compliments to everybody we worked with on WPVI TV6 ABC. God bless you. Have a great one.